Megan in Canimbla, what about you? Where did you find stuff?
Well, it was actually my brother when he was a toddler. He didn't want to eat his vegetables, so Mum would leave him at the table and say, "You're not leaving till you finish your vegetables," and she'd go and sit in the lounge room, and then a little while later, Graham would call out and say, "I'm done, Mum," and she'd come in, the plate's clear.
Yep.
Then she'd say, "Okay, off to bed," and then she'd clean the kitchen out, and then she'd pick the plate up and go, "Oh, perfect ring of veggies shoved under the plate."
Yeah.
Clever.
That is a classic. It's been hidden under the lip of the plates and a perfect circle when the plate gets lifted up. My older brother did that with carrots, and I always thought, that's just a dumb thing to do, Stephen, because as soon as the plate gets lifted up, you're going to get found out. So he used to do that, and then what he'd do is he'd slightly open the window, which was next to his seat, and the dog would be on the other side.
Perfect.
And as soon as Mum turned her back or was doing something, pop, the carrots go out the window to the dog.
Interesting, though. You wouldn't be able to pull this move if you had a bowl.
No,
because there's nowhere to hide. You don't have that lip.
You need the shadow of a lip, don't you? That's a good
one. He only ever got busted once doing it, and then he got done. Mum would check everywhere then.
Oh, bugger.
Empty your pockets. And my brother also been known to just hold them in his mouth and go, "I'm on the toilet," and then just go and spit them out. Hated carrots that much. Good morning to you, Cheryl in Port Douglas. What about you? What have you found a secret stash of evidence, and what was it?
My son, when he was about 5 years old, take off to school with a beautiful sandwich made by his mum.
Yep.
Ham and cheese, normally wrapped up in glad wrap. He would walk off to school, throw it over into a compost heap in the neighbour's yard.
Okay.
And about 9 months later, a bird obviously picked up one of his old mouldy sandwiches and dropped it in our backyard.
Bastard!
He was a busted. And so we marched him out and he showed us his stash. And there was just a hill of sandwiches.
A hill of sandwiches in the neighbour's yard.
A hill of sandwiches in the neighbour's compost heap. Yep.
So, Cheryl, was he throwing them out before school on his way?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He didn't have the heart to tell me he didn't like them.
I know,
right? So I couldn't get real angry with him.
John in Innisfail, where have you found the stash of evidence?
Oh, guys, I was doing a bit of work underneath a house that I'd bought, and I found an old Bilo bag. And I thought, oh, what's in this? I opened it up, and it was someone's adult magazine collection.
Under the house in a Bilo bag.
Under the house.
Under the house. Oh, they were pretty old, too. They were 80s-style mags. So, under the house in a Bilo bag. That was the stash.
How many would have been in there, John?
There were three. They were the magazine starting with P. I don't know if we can mention the name of it, but it's a P and a house.
Right, okay,
yes.
Yeah. I tried to keep them for the articles, but wasn't allowed.